Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Wednesday, June 21. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Roseau South MP calls Astafan attacks on Commonwealth election observers politically motivated lies. Tropical storm Brett's to become a tropical depression today after moving into the southeastern Caribbean Sea. And France Justice Minister resigns just hours before President Emmanuel Macron reshuffles his government. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
Hey, replace, upgrade, or treat yourself to something new. Yes, you can with Quartz Ready Finance. Low monthly payments, flexible payment terms, and the assurance that your payments are protected against unforeseen events. So get what you need now with nothing to pay until next term and instant same-day approval. Yes, you can with Quartz Ready Finance. Quartz, bringing value home.
You don't have money, but you want to score.
You can't wait till month end to draw.
You have a little money, but you want more.
You need a loan, what you waiting for?
But I need to buy a weed for my head.
I use the money there to buy some bread.
I don't want food, I want the money instead.
Looks like you want to run me dread.
Faster, smarter, and better.
Go buy Fast Cash and get a loan.
Your man don't give you money, not to sweat, now.
Fast Cash right there to help you.
Visit our Roseau or Portsmouth locations or contact us at 448-3278.
Go buy Fast Cash.
In an effort to defend the Dominica Labour Party administration from the findings of the Commonwealth election observers with respect to the 2014 general elections in Dominica, attorney Anthony Astafan says the reports generated by the Commonwealth observers are false, offensive, and biased. However, Roseau South MP Joshua Francis says the attacks leveled against the Commonwealth election observers by attorney Anthony Astafan are false and are simply politically motivated lies. Chief Executive Officer of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, Dennis Chung, has acknowledged the importance of disagreements within a society. He says, however, following elections, individuals should work collaboratively towards nation building. Chung made those remarks at a Dominica Business Forum hosted by the local private sector in Dominica last week.
Having disagreements is good, it's healthy, as I was saying to Stuart. If we didn't have disagreements, we wouldn't have the light bulb today. Everybody would still have fire, would have fire here, right? So disagreements is good. What it must be is disagreements with respect. We must disagree respectfully, right? And sometimes we agree that we won't disagree. I go on radio programs with people, with members of parliament who I disagree with, and we're very vociferous on the station, and then we'll go have lunch after, right? That is where you want to get to. And I always say to people also, remember that elections is once every 5 years. Once the election is over, everybody come together and work and support the government that's in power to meet the objectives, which means helping them to do the things that are good and talking to them about the things that are not good, right? And we in Jamaica, sometimes when the government wants to implement something that we know is good for the country, but public opinion against it, they'll meet with us and we'll say, listen, go, we'll come out in support of you publicly. But that is how you have to work. The trust and the relationships is essential to anything moving forward.
The Linton versus Pinada Byrne saga continues as chartered accountant Kiran Pinada Byrne recently announced enforcement procedures would be taken against opposition leader Lennox Linton after he failed to pay court costs ordered by the London-based Privy Council in a long-standing libel court case. However, opposition leader Lennox Linton says he is not intimidated by the Pinada Byrne's threats and will not pay any costs until he is compensated by the second defendant for matter in the appeals court.
Mr. Byrne has continued with his pattern of threatening, intimidatory kind of demand letters. I don't know who he believes he's scaring. The judgment debt is not denied. It was at the Mr. Byrne would love to have had it at £93,000. The Privy Council has decided £46,000, of which £20,000 have been paid. The High Court costs and damages have been settled in full. So we have been absolutely responsible in our approach to this matter. All I'm saying at this point, and all I want the people of Dominica to understand, before any money is paid to Mr. Byrne regarding the Privy Council debt, because some has already been paid, 43% of the Privy Council debt has already been settled. But there are some monies owed to me on behalf of the second defendant who I indemnified for the case in the High Court and the case in the Appeal Court. I indemnified the second defendant, and so that cost must now inure to my benefit, and we want that matter to be resolved before we move on settlement of the. And I think that's only fair. I think the people of Dominica would understand that.
Director of Trade Mathan Walter says government is seeking ways to better manage the use of styrofoam on the island. He says Dominica has been liaising with the CARICOM Council for Trade and Economic Development COTED in this regard. While islands such as St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Antigua have already taken steps to curb the use of styrofoam, Mr. Walter said these islands did not seek assistance from COTED.
But in Dominica's usual way of doing things, he wanted to ensure that it was done legally. Some of the countries that you spoke about never brought the matter to the COTED table. They took unilateral actions, you know, to be able to curb the flow or to just seize the flow of those particular products across borders. Dominica was aware that some of the countries that we buy those products from or we import those products from are CARICOM countries. And so we wanted to make them aware and to at least both notify and to get a feel from the COTED as it relates to the actions that we plan to take to manage those products. Dominica, as the major island of the Caribbean, needs to ensure that it keeps that appeal. And part of that appeal is not having, you know, this non-biodegradable products littered all over the place. Additionally, we have a minefield problem. A minefield problem where the styrofoam takes close to 100 years to decompose. And we have limited space, and they continue to pile up. So we have to take what I call exigent action. It means immediate action, you know, to deal with it.
A research scientist from the University of the West Indies, a Seismic Research Center, UESRC, in collaboration with scientists from Union College, Oberlin College, and Smithsonian Institute, USA, are currently undertaking a two-week field class in Dominica. The interdisciplinary project aims to understand how different processes have shaped the Dominican landscape and history in the past and how they may manifest in the future. It is hoped that the island's complicated explosive history will be better understood through geochronology and petrologic studies. The field class will build upon the work done by the UESRC by characterizing meteoric and hydrothermal waters, as well as volcanic gases from fumaroles, to contribute to baseline monitoring of volcanic activity for use in detecting volcanic unrest. Attempts will be made to also study how the landscape has affected the settlement of people and the history of landslides. The field class will be led by Dr. Holly Frey Union College, Dr. Eurosila Joseph, UESRC, Dr. Amanda Smith, Oberlin College, and Dr. Laura Waters, Smithsonian Institute. The field class was advertised to students of the various American institutions, and 16 students will accompany the scientists. The second part of the field class will take place at Union College in the United States. Minister for Tourism Senator Robert Chong says his ministry, along with other stakeholders, are working collaboratively to address the issues affecting the country's tourism sector. Chong says the government is well aware of the challenges affecting the industry. He was speaking at the launch of the 23rd annual Dai Fest at the Anchorage Hotel last week.
The government is well aware of the numerous challenges confronting the industry currently, and so the Ministry of Tourism, in conjunction with the Dominican Water Sports Association and the other relevant authorities and entities, are working smart together to address these challenges. There is no question as to the contribution that Water Sports Association makes to the development of the sector and the national economy. Our preferred stakeholders are directly involved in the provision of a wide range of services and activities. Many visitors, include the nationals, regional, and internationals, participate actively, and so the social and economic spin-offs are potentially rewarding for all those in the industry. We all need to be acutely aware of the fact that this event, to a very large extent, involves divers and other individuals and entities with a water sports interest. Historical data shows clearly that divers are indeed most faithful and loyal tourists visiting our shores, and they also very much care about our environment, because obviously if our environment is polluted, the water that they're diving in will not be clean, and therefore they won't have a great experience. Currently, Dominica welcomes over approximately 3,000 visitors to our shores on an annual basis. The community tourism aspect is also encouraged when these divers come and visitors come to our shores annually and reside within our communities, patronizing local cuisine, taking tours, renting vehicles, patronizing bars, undertaking hikes, and engaging tour guides and also the bird watching and enjoying what our ecotourism sites have to provide.
And UWP Executive Member and MP for the Roseau South constituency, Joshua Francis, is advising supporters and constituents to take careful note of the decisions, policies, and practices implemented by the DLP administration. Francis alleges that the DLP government has been engaging in dishonest acts that are also anti-democracy.
But again, we do not have to wait for a court of law to tell us what is right. We do not have to wait for a court of law to declare what is dishonest and what is corrupted. We as a people know very well that the Dominican Labour Party has been involved in dishonest acts. The report basically, in a nutshell, is calling Dominicans to demand honesty and integrity, to reject corruption, to reject malpractice in the electoral process. It has made several recommendations, some of which the government of Dominica has rejected. So, for example, campaign finance reform. You have heard our position, you have seen our posture as a party, Team Dominica, mm-hmm. on the issue. We are calling on the government of Dominica to create a legal framework that will provide for campaign finance reform. We want to know that every political party in Dominica discloses its campaign funds. We want to know the sources. If we do not get full source as far as campaign funds are concerned, we should have it partial. We want a disclosure after the election. We want to know how much money would have been expended by the different political parties, by the candidates. We want to know that the monies that were used from the or by the political parties would have been from legitimate sources.
What is the message?
Francis was speaking on Q95 Tuesday in response to comments made by UWP leader Lennox Linton on a report generated by a specialist team of Commonwealth election observers. In other news this time, after bringing gusty winds and torrential showers to Trinidad and passing to the south of Grenada on Monday night, Tropical Storm Brett moved into the southeastern Caribbean Sea on Tuesday. Little change in strength is forecast, with a weakening trend expected to begin later Tuesday, as Brett is expected to become a tropical depression on Wednesday. A tropical storm warning was in effect for Venezuela from Pedernales to Cumaná, including Isla de Margarita, and a tropical storm watch was in effect for Bonaire, Curacao, and Aruba. According to the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Brett was expected to produce total rain accumulations of 2 to 4 inches over the Windward Islands and the northeastern coast of Venezuela through today. And France's Justice Minister François Bayrou has handed in his resignation hours before President Emmanuel Macron reshuffles his government. Mr. Bayrou's centrist party MoDem has now lost all three posts in Mr. Macron's cabinet within 24 hours. President Macron came to power with a promise to fight political sleaze. MoDem, allied to Mr. Macron's La République en Marche party, is facing an inquiry into claims that it used EU funds to pay party workers. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Roseau South MP calls Astafan attacks on Commonwealth election observers politically motivated lies. Tropical storm Brett's to become a tropical depression after moving into the southeastern Caribbean Sea. And France's justice minister resigns just hours before President Emmanuel Macron reshuffles his government. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Kimberly Benjamin.